This is that. If you look in the King James Version in Acts chapter 2, you'll find near the introduction of Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost that he interprets the experience by saying, "This is that." Well, there's no Greek word for that. In fact, the NIV will say, "This is what was spoken." But I like the King James Version in this case. This is that. And I believe that all of us ought to be able to interpret the experiences of God's people gathered together when the Holy Ghost comes and moves among us, that we ought to be able to interpret the experience of Scripture by Scripture. This is that. All attention over here. Come on in, boys. This is going to be that. What is that? In the wilderness, the Hebrew word for manna just really means, what is it? What is it? What is that? It's vision. That's a screen that was donated some years ago that has sat taking up room in the hallway. And it's a vision up above, a screen this size that can come down. And over here, a screen somewhat on the angle of the cross here that can be lowered. And likewise, one on a diagonal on that side. Do we have to have it? No. You notice if you wanted to project something on the screen today, there is no screen. If you wanted to project something on the wall today, there is no image on the wall today, is there? Why? Because we got a new pastor. And he said, take it down! Take it down! Why? Because I didn't want to rely on it anymore. It's easier to say we don't have it. We can't. We don't have it. Sometimes you got to take something down, pull something down, break something down, cast some wood into a fire, break the bridge if you don't want to go back there anymore, if you want to move forward. There's a need at times for a new wineskin. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. Message to deliver. That's what my note says. Verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. Ben, are you in the room? Hannah, are you in the room? Benita, are you in the room? Come on up here. In the sixth month. Last week we were in the fifth month. Last week we had visitors here, and I had hoped that a visitor would become impregnated with hope, with purpose, with vision. I said last week that pregnancy is a good thing. Somebody's wondering, why'd he call Ben up here? Why's Hannah up there? I know that Elizabeth is in her old age. Says nothing about Benita here. All three of these people gathered today are that. This is that. In the sixth month, God was doing something with an angel. Now, we know that an angel named Gabriel made an appearance in the Old Testament book of Daniel. But what is the basic meaning of the word angel? It's messenger. God has a message He wants to send. And so God sends a messenger. Ben, where are you headed and when are you leaving?
May 30th in Alaska.
On May 30th, God is going to dispatch him from this place up to Alaska. For how long?
About 2.5-3 months.
He has a place to go and a place from which he's being sent. Message is all important. Go ahead and have a seat, Ben. Hannah, God in the sixth month decides to dispatch an angel. When are you leaving and where are you going to?
June 22nd and Hong Kong, Singapore, and India.
Hong Kong, Singapore, and where?
India.
India. Who wants to go to India? You do. All right. I saw a movie about India once, and I wasn't one of those people who said, Lord, don't send me to Africa. My question was, would I ever want to go to India? And the Lord has still never put it on my heart to want to go to India. But now I get to go. Why? Because Hannah's going, and she's being sent from here. Go ahead and have a seat, Hannah. Please don't get the gossip going that Hannah's pregnant, even though the preacher said she has a hope, an invisible hope, that which is not yet seen, but that which is conceived within her that we don't yet see. But we don't fix our eyes on what we can see. We fix our eyes on that which is unseen, the hope of the glory of God working in the life of a young man, a young woman. Do you ever get too old to go on a mission trip? I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'd say you're getting up there somewhere around my age. What's your name, and where are you going, and when are you leaving?
Benita Katz, and I'm 55. And I'm going to Australia and New Zealand with the Continental Singers.
When are you leaving?
August 4th through the 16th.
Are you going in the name of Jesus?
You bet.
All right, go ahead and have a seat. This is that. What? There's not even a word for it. If you look in the Greek, you're not even going to see a word for that. It just says, this is. This is. And then there's a perfect passive participle that speaks of something that has been spoken by Joel. And the Apostle Peter, a leader, a big mouth, gets up, says, brothers. Oh, we're not over in Acts, are we? We're in Luke, right? Ah, preacher. Luke. It's the sixth month. Message to deliver. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a place to go, a time and a place, and a messenger with a name. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Certainly the Lord is with her when the presence of the messenger shows up. But God's been with her before that point. God's already in India. There's somebody in India who's seeking God. And you might think, well, who is Hannah? Who is she? What is she? She's a kid. She's goofy, isn't she? She's kind of goofy. God can use the goofy among us. God can energize us just the way we are. Alaska. There's somebody in Alaska who might be seeking the Lord with more diligence than Ben is today. Ben might think, May 30th comes on, I'll flip the switch. All of a sudden I become serious about the call of God. But there might be somebody there. It might be a little old lady. Somebody begging, God, will you just do something in our church? Lord, will you do something in our community? And God takes a created being. If Hannah's goofy, what's Ben? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you, Ben? You know, Ben's Ben. What is that? That is this. This is that which was spoken. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's who they are. That's our son. That's our daughter. That's your daughter. That's your son. You can be part of the sending today because it's important. It's every bit as important as that yellow sheet that Gary Kovalchik wants you to fill out so that you might be a corporate member, a voting member, one who helps set policy, one who helps set vision for the future, one who gets behind that which we know God is directing us to do. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, don't be afraid, Mary. Benita, hold on to that message. Don't be afraid. Ben, get a hold of this message. It's God's word coming from the pulpit of your local church. If you are a messenger for God, you should have this word on your lip. Don't be afraid. God is here. God was with you before I showed up. God was in my sending. And this is God's word for you. Regardless of what things look like in your life today, God's with you. And one proof of that, because I'm here. And God has sent me. Oh, don't be afraid. I have no idea why that's the passage for us today, but that's what changes people's lives, God's Word. And God's Word regularly, when a messenger shows up, an angelic messenger shows up, it is usually to a fearful people, to a fearful individual. Don't be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? In Mary's case, she's also just a young woman. Who is she? I like that movie, The Nativity. It's out on DVD now. I like that movie. I think that the girl that plays the part of Mary does a very good job of wondering aloud, who am I? Ben, you might think you're something. Hannah, you might get kind of puffed up here and there in life. Maybe not right now, but maybe 10 years from now. You get a little puffed up in your self-assessment. But Mary has the heart of one who's on the receiving end of God's message. You've found grace with God, and you are going to conceive and deliver good news. Who am I? That's humility talking. Who am I? That's a good place to be, because God gives grace to the humble. He opposes us in our pride, but boy, He gives grace to us when we're humble. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. Common sense question. Well, this is that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God became flesh and dwelt among us. This is that. Before John was ever written, before Jesus was baptized, long before He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, before He took His stand and refused to bow down and worship the deceiver of souls, the murderer, the liar from the beginning, all these years before, Mary asks the question, who am I and how will this be? And the angel tells her this very message, this very hope of the unseen glory ahead for you in your life is that which has been spoken. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I want you today to consider yourself as the messenger dispatched by God. If God has saved you and you're still here today, you are to be ambassadors of Christ. You are to be messengers. You are to be on angelic visitation. Seek the Lord God for your message, the message He has for you to share. And you can't go wrong even getting a message from your Sunday school class today that you know comes from God's Word, or from the sermon today that you know comes from God's Word, or from a song. All you have to do is look at Romans 12 and see what in that song is inspired by the words of Paul in Romans chapter 12. Friend of God, that first song we started today with. Friend of God. The reason Brandon sang that is because that's how Luke begins. That's how Acts begins. Luke writes to Theophilus, and Theophilus in the Greek means friend of God. The letter to Theophilus is a letter to any friend of God. The history of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the letter Luke wrote to Theophilus, the Acts of the Apostle, are letters that are appropriate for us to read over the shoulders of history and to receive for ourselves. I am the friend of God. If you've asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, can you say, I am the friend of God? Then say it with me. I am the friend of God. Let's just say it one more time. I am the friend of God. This letter is written to me. The Acts of the Apostles written to me. It's written to us, those of us who are called to be friends of God. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you in the power of the Most High. The power, the dunamis power, the power that Jesus said would come upon you when you waited in Jerusalem. Oh, golly, I just want to get over to that. This is that. That power that was going to come upon Mary and conceive a child in her womb. That power of the Holy Spirit. That pneumatic dunamis. The power of the Spirit of God would also come upon us when we receive the Holy Spirit, to energize our witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Mary's message is for us today. Hannah, this is God's word for you today. Don't be afraid. Take that message and live it, Ben. Live it so that when you deliver it, you can say, I have lived this message. At times when I'm afraid, I remember that God tells me, lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you, I am your friend. And then pass that message. Whatever God has done in your life, that's your testimony, that's your witness. Testify, witness to others. Share your life with them. And trust the power of God to energize you like dynamite. To blow down strongholds that are going to get in the way. I was listening to a CD from, I don't know, maybe 50 days ago. Tom Ronk is singing. Remember when Paige got up here and Tom sang the song, Fade Away? I don't want to fade away. I don't want to fade away. He said, Satan is scared to death. And he said it with boldness. Singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns. He reigns. I can hear the sound of Tom Ronk's voice going, Satan is scared to death. Tom, will you just say that kind of like that? Satan is scared to death.
Satan is scared to death.
He does it better than me. Hey, do it one more time.
Satan is scared to death.
I listen to that and I wonder, is that true? Is Satan scared to death because Tom Ronk is singing a song that's been passed down from one group of Christians to another group, and because he's trying to get us in on what it is he's experiencing in his heart and his life? That we have a ministry on Friday nights trying to reach a Friday night crowd that might not ever make it to Sunday morning. Satan is... Oh, golly. How do you do that, Tom?
Satan is scared to death.
Do you believe that? Amen. Satan is scared to death. Oh, golly. I heard that at church. I never heard that before. I heard it at my church, my local church, and I have to chew on that. Is Satan scared? If so, then what's he going to do next? This is that. Did the message get delivered? Look with me, will you? Luke 1:35, the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power..." Everybody say power. "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is now in her sixth month." She who was said to be barren. Who said it and why? She who was said to be barren. Who is she? Elizabeth. And who is Elizabeth? Just an old lady. Boy, Kathy said, quit saying old lady. Nobody likes to hear that term, old lady. Kids don't like to hear about an old lady. Old lady sounds like somebody that's going to scold you. Women in the church don't like to be called old ladies. My wife has pointed that out to me. But the angel said, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child, and she's an old lady. She who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. Now, I just want to think about this. You've never had a baby. Everybody else has had their babies. Their children have grown up. They're talking about grandchildren. And here you are, married to Zechariah, and you don't have a child to give him. And people have been talking. She's barren. Maybe even judging. I just want to take this on down to the church. Let's take it on down to the local level. Let's take it on down to what it is that what we might judge ourselves with. Our value. We look around. How big is Bell Road Baptist Church? Is she a barren old lady? Or is Satan scared to death of the old lady who might look barren? This is a message. This is what I do with God's Word. I walk around with God's Word. I think on it. I try to apply it to my own life. Is there any area in my life where I feel barren? Where I feel like I should have produced by now? I should have reproduced by now? And when I compare myself with other people, when I compare our church with other churches, sometimes, whether it's true or not, we hear this identity be given to us. You're just a bunch of old, barren, crusty, useless, worthless, institutionalized, sanitized, homely, overweight Christians. I never even hear Christian after hearing all those adjectives. The accuser of the brethren will tell us, you're dead. You're not newlywed, you're nearly dead. Newlyweds have the hope of a lifetime of productivity and reproductivity, right? Nearly dead, sometimes just wondering, what are we going to do next? How do we close down the shop? How do we keep from letting the nursing home absorb all that we worked for? This is good news for old folks. Your relative Elizabeth is going to have a child in her old age. How many ladies over 60 want to get pregnant, huh? Can I see a show of hands? You know, I don't know how old Elizabeth was, but you know what? She wanted it still, I think. You know, if God's going to do it for me, then let it be. Who wants to serve the Lord working with fifth and sixth graders in Sunday school? Do you know that Sharon Cole, a young lady among us, is going out after older women to work together as a team? She's got some in mind. She's named them by name. I don't know if she's made it to you yet. Don't avoid her when you see her coming. It might be a glory day ahead for you. A ministry that you never thought you'd have at this age, this stage of your life. Benita's 55 years old. I didn't even ask her her age, but you know what? I'm proud of that. I think it's a wonderful thing when you are able to say, I'm this age and I'm glad to be alive. And I'm looking ahead for what God has for me next. I'm not looking back on the past as being the glory days. All those days of glory in the past are to remind me that this is that. Peter knew enough to be able to say, this thing happening here is that which we've been hoping for. This very thing that might seem problematic to us. This accusation, this trouble, this bad press we're getting might very well be that spoken of by the prophet Joel. Nothing is impossible with God. Ben, there's a message for you. Do not be afraid. Go ahead and get to know that, live that, learn that. Do not be afraid. It comes right from God's Word. Now, the word of Tom, wrong. Satan is scared to death. I have to say that's Tom's word. I heard it at church and it's meant to encourage me. But Ben, what you heard from God's Word today, do not be afraid. That's something the angels say. Don't be afraid. And the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. That's something you can say with confidence. That if you'll ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, the power, the Greek word dunamis, will come to live within you and will energize you to be a witness. The very thing I'm doing, Ben will be able to say. The very kind of thing I'm doing, stepping out by faith, leaving my mother and my father and stepping out by faith on the mission field. With confidence that God has already ordained a time and a place for me to open my mouth and speak. That I can be assured that He's already gone ahead of me. And that if I walk the straight and narrow path, I open my mouth, He will give me what to say at the right time, and it will be exactly the message He has for me. I don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be afraid. With me, all things are possible with God. With you, all things are possible when you yield your fears, your concerns, your doubt to God. I love the 38th verse. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Message is delivered. No reason for the angel to do anything more. Mission trip over. Done. I think you can get in your concordance and look for Gabriel after that point, and I don't think you find him. Makes his appearance in Daniel. Makes his appearance to Zechariah. Makes his appearance to Mary. This is that. I heard Christy sing, at the foot of the cross. I don't know the rest of the words. At the foot of the cross. What was at the foot of the cross today? Sunday morning, Sacramento B. Headline. I talked to a deacon yesterday and I said part of my sermon prep is to just go get a newspaper on Sunday morning. I could go through the whole paper with a magic marker and just circle, this is that. This is that which is spoken of in Romans chapter 1. This is that. Death too young. Special report. Sacramento County has seen an alarming jump in youth suicides, raising the call for more help. Men's ministry just gathered together yesterday wondering what can we do out in the community? What can we do to transcend Saturday morning breakfast? Sacramento Bee says somebody's crying for help. Now maybe that's Sacramento County. We only go over there once a month for the Union Gospel Mission. But maybe last month when we went over there, maybe somebody's picture isn't in the paper today because we went out to that county, out to Judea, with a good news message. But unfortunately, Ryan Brown, just 12, overdosed the night before he was to start middle school. And Joshua Sermons, the Boy Scout, was 18 when he deliberately stepped in front of a train. in Yongli hanged himself from a backyard tree on Christmas morning. And Arturo Hader, the construction worker, thought that he had let his family down. We have a little African-American boy, 12 years old, a white Boy Scout, 18, a Hispanic construction worker with a young family, Yong Lee, of Oriental descent. A list of possible solutions and efforts to implement them. Should we read the paper? I think we should. I think we should read the paper with spiritual eyes. I think we should come to church on a Sunday morning, get a dose of the Holy Ghost. Let God speak to us, and then we should keep this kind of thinking that God has gone before us, that God wants to dispatch us. God wants to give us a message. Don't be afraid. Nothing is impossible. No matter what you think about yourself, Mr. Construction Worker, young dad, you haven't let your family down because you're talking to a Christian right now. And I've got the word for God for you. We can make a difference together. We can stop and pray right now. We can get God's attention. This is that. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" King James, "What meaneth this?" This. "What's up with this?" 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 People are perplexed at stuff they don't understand. And when God's moving, when the world is just ticking along, when God pulls back the restraint and gives men over to the lust of their flesh, gives the man over to his free will to yield to his temptation, when God dispatches angels to share good news in the midst of all that mess, somebody might ask, "What does this mean? What is this?" Some asked, "What does this mean?" Others, however, made fun of them. Nothing new. You could have a funny comedian take that same newspaper and get some good jokes out of it. You could get a funny comedian study tapes of me and do a caricature of a preacher at Bell Road Baptist Church, and we would all have a good laugh at how funny it is. Some were amazed and perplexed and asked, "What does this mean?" But others simply made fun of it all. "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. "I will pour out my spirit," the same spirit who's going to overshadow Mary and conceive the very Son of God by the power of God in her womb to be delivered and to be given the name Jesus to save his people from their sin. The same spirit, Joel said, is going to be poured out on all people. "Your sons and your daughters will prophesy." I love it when a man of God gets up and speaks God's word. When a man of God gets up and preaches God's message to us. I love that. I could stay here all day. I could have a Bible-thon with all of you, a preach-a-thon. And I would sit and listen to Brandon and Tom and Thomas and Kurt, Wolfgang and David, John and Mike, Gil, Ken. I could listen to you preach God's word. because I'd know this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel that Peter pointed to. That there's going to be a day when the Spirit of God is going to be poured out and the sons of God will prophesy. But he also says, and your daughters will open up their mouths and will proclaim the very heart of God. Your daughters will prophesy. What meaneth this? Your daughters will prophesy. That's what we as Belrose Baptist Church must do. We look into this. Does this mean that all people everywhere are going to get saved? That everybody's going to speak in tongues? That everybody's going to preach? Everybody's going to be a Christian? This is where we get together and reason together. What does God's Word say? Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. Romans chapter 1, verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. I'm going to start here next Sunday. We're going to be talking about the situation that mankind is in. Ever since the fall, even up through today, 2007, why we could mark that newspaper up, we could see the evidence of God giving men over to do whatever they want to do. They exchanged the glory of God for image, for created images. We're going to have to be careful when we stick the screen up. We're going to have to be careful when we get the video projectors going, that we don't start to worship creativity of man. That we make sure that we keep God central, that He's the focus of our worship, that we become wise by doing what Romans 1 says, the opposite, that we give thanks. In some places, this is called the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. Eucharist is a Greek word that means thanks, thanksgiving. Why do we call the table of the Lord the Eucharist? Because Jesus, He lifted the bread and He gave thanks. This is a thanksgiving meal. And when we do this, we return thanks to God for what He has done for us. This is that, and Lord, we thank You for that. Thank You for this. This hope we have that our sins have truly been forgiven. For those who believed in Him, for those who have received Him as Lord and Savior, this is that, and we thank You for it, Lord.
Rising from the African plain, it's a song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tribe, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. Let it rise above the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Let praises echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. He reigns. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they deserve.
Satan is scared to death.
All the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, He reigns. He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory.